faith. I hope it encourages you, gives you some direction, be able to deal with some of the things that are going on inside in your heart and your mind, and be able to calm some of those things down and be able to help you just to walk out, taking steps of faith, putting one foot in front of the other and getting the things done that God has called you to do. But let's lift it up in prayer. Father, we are praising you as our King this morning. You are our Savior. You're our Redeemer, the one that we're here for, Lord. We are here to learn and to grow in our faith, to be built up, to do what you call us to do every day. And Father, I pray that you use your word this morning and quicken it, make it alive, make it something encouraging that will point us in the right direction. If there's things that we need to deal with in our life, Lord, I believe you will speak that to us as well, that you'll point us in the right direction, get us on that track, that narrow path that leads unto righteousness. Father, we're praising you for what you've done through Jesus. Thanks for setting the thing straight for us to be able to be in your presence right here and right now, to be alive and well, to be on our way to eternal life in heaven, and to receive of all that you have done. Father, we praise you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you and praise you. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Amen. So a message that I title Walking by Faith. Okay, and it could be called Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. Okay, because you're going to hear that reference coming from 2 Corinthians in a few minutes. But as we get started, just a little reminder, if you don't already know, one of the biggest hindrances, or one of the biggest consequences of the pandemic that is going on right now and that has been going on for the last 18 months or longer, aside from just the sickness itself, okay, which in itself is bad, or the loss of freedom that it has caused, aside from that, it is the mental health, or the effect on the mental health and well-being of people. That is a side effect. It's something that some of the pastors' groups I'm in, and just the email groups and things that I get a part of, I get messages sometimes that talk about the direction that they feel or things that they see is going on. And that theme has just continually been coming up here lately about the mental health of God's people and where we're at. You know, we certainly have an advantage as a Christian that I'm going to share in a few minutes and hopefully encourage you with. But nonetheless, the reality is that even Christians, even believers right now have been negatively affected in their emotions because of the fear that has been propagated. Okay, now we know that God is love and perfect love casts out fear, but it is still being pushed. It's being promoted and we're being bombarded with it. Now, there's no shame in asking for prayer to deal with fear, okay, to deal with the anxieties, to deal with the uneasiness that, especially right now, once again, it's being stirred up in the world around us. I'm sure many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. The pressures that attempt to steal our health and our well-being, okay, the pressures that are attempting to steal our hope right now are very real. Okay, we acknowledge that. If you're feeling the mental effects of the last couple years, you're not alone. Okay, the statistics, the studies are coming out showing that people around the world are stressed, they're depressed, they're anxious, they're struggling, and of course some more than others. Okay, it is not uncommon. We're facing an unseen sickness that the facts about have been hugely confusing, to say the least. Okay, we have been forced, or at least strongly encouraged, to cover up our facial features, which is one of our, you know, largest portion of our ability to be able to communicate with one another. And on top of that, we're then told to maintain distance from each other. In other words, maintain distance from the very people who support and encourage you. Okay, and we're being told to do that as well. And all of this is at the same time that we're dealing with levels of fear, okay, levels of uncertainty, where we don't know the future, job loss, dealing with grief, if you know someone that has passed, and those things recently. And these pressures are unprecedented for many people. Okay, that's the bad news. Okay, the good news, on the other side, I'm not going to spend too much time on that. Most of us can understand that. But there is a solution. Okay, and not only a solution, because it wouldn't be a real good solution if there wasn't a means to the end, if there wasn't a means to that solution. Okay, so not only do we have a solution, but we also have a means to accomplish it. And that is to walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, we do not, as Christians, we do not deny the existence of trials. Okay, we do not deny the existence of difficult circumstances. Okay, or that there truly is a tremendous pressure to conform, okay, to the controlling powers that be at work right now. But what we do is we focus our faith on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our source. Okay, now the word faith in the Greek is often used in a concrete sense. Okay, meaning it's used to indicate a proof or a guarantee. Okay, when we are fixed on trusting and relying on our Savior, we are guaranteed to have perfect or complete peace in our hearts and minds. Okay, now there's a scripture in Isaiah 26, verse 3. If you don't have this one in your repertoire of memorized scriptures, I strongly recommend this verse. Okay, Isaiah 26, 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Okay, faith can be described as a firm and reliant trust in God. Okay, some Bibles actually, if you read like an Amplified, when you read that word faith, certain times it'll say a firm and reliant trust in God. Okay, that is one of the basic descriptions of that word faith. Well, this word trust in this verse here, it says that you can be in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Okay, that word trust in this scripture in Isaiah describes throwing oneself down on your face before another. Okay, and I mentioned that before the service and about laying yourself prostrate before the Lord. It is about throwing yourself down at the feet of another. Okay, it is a manner in which you completely put down all that you are at the mercy of the Lord. Okay, this kind of trust is saying, what happens to me, God, is entirely up to you. I'm laying it all down at your feet. Okay, now Jesus, our Lord, implied this same kind of trust. Okay, when he said that we should humble ourselves like a small child, being completely dependent on our Father God. Okay, now there's obviously, if you've raised kids at all or been around enough, you probably know that there are certain ages when kids are not as compliant as at other times. Okay, there's a little age about here and another age when they get about here that come to mind. Okay, well, those times are not always the norm. And I don't believe that's what Jesus was referring to when he talked about humble yourself as a little child. I think he was referring to those sweet and innocent ages. Okay, when the parent says, you know, come on, Buckaroo, we're going to Grandma's house. And little Buckaroo just grabs her blankie and her teddy bear and heads for the door. No questions asked. Mommy said it, Daddy said it. This is, you know, you're in completely their life. They know that what you're saying is going to happen and they just follow. They just go. Okay, or it's the times when you stop them at a curb on the street. You're about to cross the street and you say, hold up there, Sammy. We need to check for cars to make sure we're not going to get run over. And that little kid looks up at you with big eyes and then starts looking for cars that are trying to run them over. Right? Because they took it wholeheartedly that these cars might try to run us over, and now they're paying attention. Okay? Now, think of that with God. Okay? That if we're a young child and we're, you know, God says to do something, go somewhere, whatever it is, imagine if we take that to heart. And we say, whoa, big-eyed. Okay, now I'm paying attention because God just spoke something to me. Okay, now that's faith. Okay, that is that firm and reliant trust. I'm trusting in Father God just like that child trusts in me to know what I'm talking about when I say, hey, we need to look for cars. Okay, walking by and according to faith Okay, walking in this concrete trust in the Almighty God eliminates a lot of fear and anxiety. It eliminates the negative emotions, because negative outcomes are eliminated from the equation. Okay, the possibility of something bad happening to me when I'm in Father God's hands is not very high. I can trust in Him. He said He'll work all things out for my good. Okay, I can trust in Him and lean on Him and not on my own understanding, and all my ways acknowledging Him, and He will direct my path. He will take me down the right road that I should go on. Okay, that's when you understand and you know that you are with God and God is going to work things out for you. Okay, that is a trust in Him. That's where we rely on Him. He's going to work all things together for your good. The Apostle Paul informed us in 2 Corinthians 5:7. He said, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." He's talking about the Christian believer. Okay, that we live our life by faith. We walk by it. We take steps by it. We put one foot in front of the other, trusting God by faith. Okay, this reliant trust in God and not by sight. Because when your faith is in your Savior, okay, then what you need to see, the things that you need to know and understand and see, the path that you should stay on to maintain peace is going to remain apparent. Okay, that's when we're trusting in Him. He has laid out a path for us, and it's at those moments when we are seeking peace in our heart, we want that joy, we want life to come together. It is when we are fixated and focused on Him that He says that that trust in Him will lead to peace, and that is how we maintain peace, and that peace remains apparent. Now, if you remember in the Bible, there was once a blind man that wanted to be able to see. So he engaged his faith first. He put one foot in front of the other, and he planted himself squarely in front of Jesus. Okay, think of that. He applied his faith. He put one foot in front of the other and planted himself squarely in front of Jesus. Okay, and watch this in the scriptures, how his faith made him whole, completely at peace, both in his mind and his body. He receives his sight. It's in Mark, chapter 10, verse 51. It says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, for thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately then he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way." In other words, what he needed to know and experience and have happen to follow Jesus was to put himself in front of Jesus, have an encounter with him, and then Jesus would open his eyes to the path he should go. The man didn't say, "Thanks for that, I'm going to go to my cousin's house and, you know, do whatever now." Okay? He didn't do that. He said, the scriptures tells us, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Okay, Jesus knew the direction. Jesus was pointing him where to go. Okay, now walking by faith means that you're going somewhere. Okay, that's what that implies. The Lord laid that on my mind at 5 o'clock in the morning one time, a couple weeks ago. Walking by faith means you're in motion. Right? Walking by faith means that you're doing something. Something, you're going somewhere. Okay, well, that somewhere is closer to Jesus. That's what faith does. When you're walking by faith, you are growing closer to Jesus. Okay, faith is putting yourself in front of Jesus and throwing yourself down at His feet. Okay, in this crazy world that we live in, if you become complacent, okay, in your walk with God, okay, where you quit growing, maybe even quit desiring to grow, okay, if you become stagnant in your walk, everybody think of a stagnant pond, it's just sitting there, it begins to stink. Okay, if you're complacent and stagnant in your walk with Christ, you will begin to look around and you will see and exaggerate the circumstances around you, and fear will begin to rise up instantly. Okay, that's the downside to standing still as a Christian believer, that once you start doing that and you're not seeking and desiring and pursuing Jesus and getting closer to God anymore, that you begin to look around a little bit, and pretty soon fear and anxiety, depression, whatever it is, you name it, it begins to start rising up because it looks a whole lot bigger when you're not looking straight ahead. You start looking around at all the things that are going on around you. And now we still run a few cattle out on the ranch, and occasionally we have to move them from one pasture to another, or if we're heading them towards a particular gate, we have one instance where the cows kind of cross the interstate, we have to push them under a bridge and then down a long road and down through a gate. And as we're doing that, I have learned over the years to keep the cattle moving, because as soon as they stop, okay, especially the young ones, the calves, as soon as they stop, it's like those calves start, you know, looking around, and they start getting anxious because they've never done this before. The old cows, they know where they're going. They're not a big deal. But the younger ones struggle. They stop, and they start looking around, and they get this panic thing, and pretty soon the slightest sound or the slightest movement just takes them off. They bolt, and I promise you it will be in the wrong direction, because they do not go towards the gate when that happens. Okay, so over the years, I've learned to assign somebody, myself or whoever, to either ride or walk behind and keep them moving. My kids could attest the last few times, I'm sure they remember, moving cows. Keep on moving! You know, it's when they stop that there's going to be problems. Okay, so we want to keep them moving in a particular direction. When we move cattle like that, I've learned that if I put something there to kind of keep things in motion, that it makes the whole thing go smoother. Okay, I can pretty well, you know, we've got lead cows, they call them, and they're kind of the ones that have been around a while, and they know where they're going. We've done this before. It's an old game to them. And so we're on our way, and as long as we keep them moving and lead cow stays in the lead, eventually they're all going to come back and follow that cow. Okay, so it helps things to go smoother when we do that. Now, in our life, there are times when the pressures of life, okay, the situations that come up may start to slow us down. Okay, they try to drag us to a halt where maybe our faith isn't as fervent as it once was, or prayers weren't being answered, or whatever it is. So we start to think, you know, is this really what's happening? And I don't really know. And so the tendency is to want to start looking around to see what's going on around you, and that creates more anxiety. It doesn't make it better. Okay, well, it's like at those moments that the battle is heated up. Okay, there's a battle going on, flesh and spirit. There's a battle, God and devil. God's way bigger, but it's not a fair battle. But there is a battle going on. Okay, and it's like at those moments, the battle is heated up, and we're literally just doing our best to try to hold our ground, to kind of keep standing, to try not to fall or give in. Okay, well, those are times that we need our faith to rise up, okay, to stop that onslaught of fear and doubt that the enemy is throwing at us. The scripture that comes to mind is in Ephesians chapter 6. Many of you know it as the armor of God. Okay, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles," or the schemes, the tricks of the devil. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Knowing that, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to keep standing. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." And verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Okay, above all, what do we need? Faith. Above all, we need faith. At those moments when we're being bombarded, things are coming at us, above all, taking your shield of faith. Faith is what blocks the enemy and blocks what he is throwing at you. Okay, to quench, like the King James says there, to quench the wicked one's fiery darts means to stop, to snuff out, to extinguish that which he has thrown at you to damage you or to weaken you. Okay, this is what keeps you standing upright when you feel like you're pinned down by the enemy. But you want to hear some good news? The devil's a quitter. He doesn't have the patience. He doesn't have the gift of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't have the gift of patience. And he will get tired of throwing things at you pretty quick. Okay, when you stand by faith, it doesn't take a long time standing there with your shield raised. He just wears himself out. He might throw it at you. He might throw everything he's got at you. But the scripture says, your shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Okay, he cannot penetrate that. And eventually he throws everything and he gets mad and tries to mess things up. And you're still standing with your faith up. You're still standing there in front of him. And he gets tired and quits. Okay, he's going to back off. It's your faith that will get you through those moments. Okay? It's your faith that has risen up, that you have lifted up, and it's blocking all that the enemy is trying to throw at you. You know, so that happens when we feel like we're getting pinned down. And at times it happens. It's just reality. As a Christian, as much as possible, we want to keep moving. Okay? We want to keep moving ahead by faith in Christ. Okay, we want to keep putting one foot in front of another. You know, it's called stepping out in faith for a reason. Okay, it means that we're putting a foot out there. We're leaning in by faith. That is our concrete trust and reliance on God. We're saying, I'm trusting in you that I'm going to take one more step in your direction. Okay, or it's like when we hear the Lord calling us to do something or to go in a direction, or we sense the Holy Spirit is leading us to do something, we pick up our foot and we take that first step by faith. Okay, you know, some of you know my testimony when I gave my life to Christ, but I remember I had not been in an evangelical church in my life. And my friend had been sharing Jesus with me, and I was like, I want what you got, man. How do I get this? Got to that point, and he said, let's go to church on a Sunday night, and we did. So he takes me to the church, and at the end of the sermon, the pastor says, is there anyone here that would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And he said, just come to the front, and we will pray with you. I'll pray with you. I kid you not, if there was a line drawn there, I was leaning over that line. I wanted to. That's why I went. I knew I wanted to accept Christ. But I'm leaning out there like, I know this is my moment. My friend said this was going to happen. And I'm waiting and I'm leaning. And my friend reaches over and just touches my elbow with his elbow. And it was enough to do this. Okay. And I took that first little step towards the front and never looked back. Amen. Okay. And I never regret it. Never have I regretted taking that first step of faith. Okay, that was one of those times where that little step of faith put it all in motion. Okay, that little step of faith is what got it started. That little step of faith, that small step, ended up leading to bigger things. Okay, God has gone on in my life. Numerous people have come to Christ because of God sharing things through me. Okay, I've laid hands on numerous people, more than I could count, and seen them healed by the power of God. Okay, that is Him doing something. That's God's power. I've been praying for God's people every day and for people that are not in the kingdom yet. I've been teaching God's people week after week about how to walk in His ways. Okay, over 26 years, I've been walking by faith because of that first small step that I took that day. As we step out in faith, the key is to step and walk by faith in Jesus. Okay, not being influenced by what we can see. I tell you the truth, fear of man, okay, fear of the unknown, making up worst case scenarios in your mind, okay, all that is going to lead to you being paralyzed by fear. It just stops you in your tracks, like a deer in the headlights. Don't know what to do. And then when you do bolt, you're probably going to go the wrong way. Okay, our goal is to focus on our Savior. Okay, our Savior has the power to save. He has the power to heal. He has the power to deliver and to provide for us. He is our source of faith. Okay, think about the Apostle Peter when he got out of the boat and walked on the water. I know he gets picked on a lot because he walked on the water and sank. But the reality is he got out of the boat and walked on the water. Okay, but even Peter, in the beginning, when Jesus was first coming to him, he was afraid because they thought it was not God. They didn't know what it was. And I want to read this to you in Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 26. It says, when the disciples saw him, Jesus, walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway, or right away, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And he beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Okay, Peter literally walked on water. Okay, his Lord said, "Come." And that was all Peter needed to hear. His faith engaged. He got down out of a boat that some people think might have been 3 or 4 feet off the water. He literally had to climb down to it, put his foot on the water, and take a step out on that water and begin to walk towards his Lord. Okay, this was not a small endeavor. The other guys in the boat were probably discouraging him. They were probably like, "You're crazy. What are you thinking? There's no way you can do this." But Peter was following a command of his Savior. His Savior said, "Come." And that's all he needed. His healer, his provider, had given him a command. So he put himself at that moment completely at the mercy of his Lord and Savior. His faith in him was the only possibility. And I believe he was just fine as long as he walked by faith. But when he began to walk by sight, he began to sink. You know, when he hesitated, when he started looking around, that's when fear and doubt rose up. I think even then, and I know that even then, because Jesus and he is gracious and merciful, even then Peter did not drown. Do you guys catch that? Peter might have sunk into the water a little bit, but it says immediately while he was beginning to sink, the Lord caught him, grabbed him, took him back to the boat, calmed the storm down. It was still a miracle. It was still miraculous. I picture Jesus beaming when Peter takes those first few steps on that water. Okay, this is one of his followers, one of the ones that he has been discipling and training that is taking a few steps of faith. Okay, this is one of his followers that is trusting and relying solely on faith in him, empowering him to do the impossible. Walking by faith is about keeping your focus fixed on Jesus as your source for faith, as your source for strength. It's about zeroing in on him as that source for peace and for wisdom and for provision and for everything that you could possibly need in your life. Now, the book of wisdom and the book of Proverbs, it says this in Proverbs 4:25. He said, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, because it'll remove your foot from evil." You know, you don't have to succumb to the overwhelming anxieties. You don't have to succumb to the stresses of this world, because we have a solution in our Savior, Jesus. So keep your eyes, keep your heart, keep your emotions fixed. Keep them zeroed in on him. Look not to the right hand. Look not to the left hand. Walk by faith and not by sight. It's about letting go of all the things you can see in the world, all the possibilities, good, bad, or anything else, and saying, God, my entire life is dependent on you. I am trusting in you as I look at you, I take steps towards you, and everything else will come to pass. Okay, take a step of faith in his direction. Turn all the results. Okay, turn all the results, all the possible outcomes, turn those over to him and trust that things are going to be better than okay. Okay, he is going to turn it out for your good, not just okay. Okay, well, Father God, we are praising you this morning. Father, I pray that we get a stirring inside. I pray that you do something, Father. I pray that our hearts are yielded to you at this moment. And that, Father, we yield to the opportunity to take a step of faith, to go in your direction. That we find an opportunity to get alone with you. That we find those moments when we can just worship you, something that's been rolling in our mind, our heart, and we let it come out. Father, I pray that we get those times and moments alone with you and your word and time with others and fellowship and talking about you. I pray that all those are seen as a step of faith towards you. And that as we do that, we gain that peace. We gain the strength and the power to do the things that you call us to do every day. Father, we're trusting you. You're a good and awesome God. You have only our good in mind, Lord. You long for the best for us. And Father, today we openly receive of that and say, God, I'm going in your direction. I'm laying my life down at your feet. I am pressing into you to receive what you want for my life. I know it's going to turn out good. Father, we praise you for that this morning. Just want to give an opportunity while your eyes are closed, our heads are bowed before the Lord. There may be some in here that are maybe you're like me on that day when I'm leaning across the line. I'm leaning over the pew in front of me. I want to step forward, but I just haven't taken that step. Maybe today is that day for you. Maybe right now you're feeling that nudge on your elbow. Maybe you're longing to take that first step of faith and to press into Jesus for the first time. You know, if today is that day for you, I just encourage you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I might come pray for you after the service, but I just want to see you take that step. I want God to know that you are His and for you to know that you are His. So if that is you this morning, if you've got that in your heart, if you would just lift your hand to the Lord, to say, God, I trust in you this morning. I believe on you. I believe that you're leading me by faith to take a step of faith right here, right now, and to lift my hand unto you. Praise you, Father. We give you the praise and the glory. Father, it is your goodness, your awesomeness that causes us to long for you. And Father, I pray that as we look at you with our eyes of faith tuned in, that, Lord, that we will be so encouraged to continue putting one foot in front of the other. We'll just continue going towards you with our life, that everything that we are, everything we've been, everything we're going to be, we lay it out there for you, Lord. We're trusting in you. Take us, lead us, guide us, show us your way, Father, and we will walk in it all the days of our life. We trust you in Jesus' name, and we say, amen.